A wave of bombings ripped across Baghdad on Thursday, killing at least 60 people in the worst violence in Iraq for months. The apparently coordinated attacks struck days after the last American forces left the country. Tracy McClure reports.
The bombings, which brought a new wave of destruction to the Iraqi capital, happened early on Thursday morning. The worst attack was in the Karada neighborhood, where a suicide bomber driving an explosives-laden vehicle blew himself up outside the office of a government agency fighting corruption. At least 25 people were killed and 62 were injured in that blast, but the overall death toll from 14 bombings across the city mounted to at least 60 people. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the bombings bore all the hallmarks of al-Qaeda's Sunni insurgents. This latest carnage in Baghdad comes just days after U.S. forces left the country after a 9-year war. And in the midst of a major government crisis between Shiite and Sunni politicians, after an arrest warrant was issued for Sunni Vice President Tariq al-Hashemi on terror charges. Speaking through a translator, al-Hashemi said he denied all charges, and his fellow Sunni politicians are currently boycotting parliament.
I'm supposed to be a vice president and deserve a better treatment. Thanks to President Talabani, I have managed to escape to Kurdistan, where I am now.
Responding to Thursday's bombings, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said the attackers should not be allowed to have an impact on the political process. I'm Tracy McClure.